game. It is 9 a.m., and it is time for the Thursday, October 27th, 2016, Josephine County Board of Commissioners County Admin Workshop. And we have first on our agenda, she who just raced in. Hi, Carolee, come on up. Let us know what...
I was just about ready to go in the warehouse and get nice and dirty, and I looked down on the table and I saw the agenda thing, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Looks like you have been taking aim on things.
I've been busy.
I'm sorry, all the guns.
Some guns, yeah, there's some guns there, yeah.
Just out of the curiosity situation, how do you, because of the restrictions and all of the stuff on people buying, and how do you process that many weapons in a sale? You can't just say, okay, how many you got them or whatever.
No, we only sell to licensed dealers, federal licensed dealers.
Okay.
And how you do it is nerve-wracking.
So that would restrict it then, federal license dealers.
Right, federal license dealers only.
Okay. And are there fairly a lot of the local gun dealers? Do they bid on these things?
Then if we were to open up to the general public, we would get a greater price, obviously, but that's a quagmire I don't think we want to get into.
No. Okay. My question is done. So onto your any questions for...
No, is there anything different about this one? Are we going through the... We set up a contract with that...
The propertyroom.com?
Yeah.
The sheriff...
This
well, yeah, I'm not really excited about doing guns with them or anyone else. The sheriff is re-looking at the financial side of that, so beyond that, I need to refer you back to the sheriff on that. I haven't sent anything to them as of yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I could just see the gun situation. That would be a real nasty mess to get involved in.
Yeah, and they do it to only licensed dealers, too, but I'm not thrilled about online
guns.
They
want to remove from that licensed dealer. So.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Okay, am I needed for Wednesday, or?
I would not think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do some profitable work.
I'm going to go get dirty.
Appreciate your rushing over here.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you weren't perfect right on time.
My group wife didn't even let me know I was late.
Tell them we fined the sheriff's department $500 for your being late. Pass that word around.
No, you said it was 9 o'clock, 30 seconds after I walked in the door, so I wasn't technically late.
You start a rumor over there. Some heck was all ticked off, and he'd get banished. He'd find the sheriff for $500. Thank you,
Carolee. You couldn't tell me good. Is that going on the consent calendar?
It would be... No, it can be because it's a...
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean...
Admin. And then who will talk about it?
Well, the liaison will talk about it.
That's true.
Carol. Well, let me know if I need it.
Sure. Yeah, I would not think you would have to be.
You're not needed.
Not in this format,
not
anyway.
There. No, that's not a good use of your time.
Yes, thank you. Quarterly updates. We have IT man slathering over here, just wanting to let us know.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, John. Mr. McCaffrey.
Old man.
So I looked at our last update, said what's happened since then. In the GIS department, we have a road information and preparedness resource page on our front page, and it has things like possible flooding and sandbag, where you can buy sandbags. And so it's ready if we do have an event that we can geographically locate some stuff that might help people.
Okay.
That's,
you can keep track of how many hits you get on those ones too, can't you?
Yes.
Is that worth your time to do that?
I mean, it's fairly easy to do.
Okay.
So when we did the time capsule, we were able to say that the assessor's page is number one, looking up property lookups. Jail inmates was number two.
Oh.
So we can see how many hits we're getting. The planning app is number three. A lot of people using the planning app now. Realtors, that kind of
thing. Well, that's good.
Fiber to parks is almost done. Hunter put a telephone pole up by Transmit. ran fiber across the parking lot down the, we got leases on PP&L poles, or Hunter did. And so now we have fiber connected to fairgrounds, parks, and forestry. We have a splice team coming in from Hunter to separate the fibers within the week. So we should have fiber connectivity to those three departments by Election Day. It will mean a great boost in productivity for them. They have had issues for years and years.
Great. That is great. Is there any need for 4-H to sign up? Because it sounds like you're probably going... Is that where you're going through kind of that?
The Extension Service...
Already has.
Yeah. They're a Hunter customer. Okay. We did go over Colvin Oil's property, and that was really helpful.
Okay.
So when we talked to them, we met with their rep out there one day.
So you came to transit in front of the property.
And avoided the Three Rivers School.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, they were very helpful.
Great.
VoIP is up and running. Mixed utility, depending on department. Some departments just use it as a phone. Other people really utilize the software. And we're going to have one more follow-up class on communicator. But when I put out the question, do we need this, maybe 10, 12 people. So we're getting almost, except for the usual troubleshooting kind of things, we're getting almost no reports of problems with the VoIP system.
So you're going to have another relearning class.
Yeah, just for to better you, because it does so much more than a typical telephone system. Fairground sign is up and running. You saw that. So that's pretty cool. We had some... help with that. AWIS is up and running at the airports. Another pretty cool thing. Took us a couple days working with their people. Time clocks, more have been ordered, so there's been some acceptance for sure at some of the departments.
Good.
Corrections has ordered two more, and another one to go out at the forestry department where they have a shed where their workers go. It'll be wireless once we have fiber out there. The assessor has a new server since the last time we talked. The assessment issues in the state of Oregon are pretty tough on the computer side. And right now there's only one competitor in the market, except for basically a homegrown unit. And so this server should get them through the next 5 to 7 years until something happens in that market. Right now it's gotten outrageously expensive to deal with the one national company that's working with Multnomah in Washington. Yeah. So I think it was a good decision to get them a new server and just stay on the old stuff for a few years. 911, what the VoIP system allows us to do is to use what's called PS Alley. It's... I didn't know this when I got into this, but there is one company that works with 911 companies nationwide. They're called Intrado. They are responsible for the database that works with 911, so that when you call from a geographic location, that database tells you where the call's coming from and where that person is. The old system could narrow it down to a building in some cases. In other cases, it couldn't. You might have a 911 call from our building, say, but because it went through the switch over here, it located 500 Northwest 6th Street. This system will allow us to say the call came from this building in this corner on this floor. So that will be going live in the next few weeks. YouTube is working fairly well for the weekly business session. We're getting more hits on that than we get on our current page, and that's been around for years and years, and people know how to get there. Quality is better, sound is better, you guys look better, so we're going to embed it in a page on the website so that you guys can compare it, take a look at it, see if this is what we want to do. There's some things we can control with YouTube. There's some things we can't.
Yeah, so it's going to do all those cartoons that have to go on there.
We're going to do our best to embed it and see what it would cost to eliminate those kinds of things, make it look more governmental, professional. But we'll see, and you'll get a chance to review that before we do anything. It'll save us a little bit of money if you go to YouTube, but we still will have the broadcast with Charter. We still will have the space-filling time that we have, you know, with the trivia questions and the news and that kind of thing. Old business. I'd like to replace the document camera, the what we call an Elmo, over at Ann Basker, and put up the two cameras this year, before the end of the year. I gave you a list over the next 5 years, a kind of general plan of where we should go, but I didn't get any feedback on that. I just wanted to kind of knock off these two, if there was any. It'd be about $2,000 for the document camera, and if we need any help with the install of the other two cameras that have already been purchased.
Commissioner Walker's liaison to PEG, right?
Yes, and she's okay with it. I just wanted to bring it in front of the board.
Well, the cameras makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's that dear old Mr. Elmo has always been sort of a nice thing to have, but it's always really...
It's a bad piece of equipment, to be honest with you now. Okay. But there are people that would want to, the public would want to bring a sheet of paper and show the commissioners what it says, and it's a map. It's an educational type of thing you use in classrooms. But it has they're cheaper now, they're better, that you'll see it better on the screen.
Okay. And I've looked at other counties, and maybe I'm wrong, and it's been a while. It was quite a while. I used to watch every county that had that online. I'd at least done it at least once for each of us. We didn't have that option. And we've gotten into trouble sometimes with people putting up stuff that's probably it's more for the public than it is for the board. And so I'm less inclined to have that available for the weekly business session, which is the meeting of the board. It's not the meeting of the public. And so if there is a hearing or something, that's the meeting where the public is. That's what a hearing is for. So I think on the weekly business sessions where we have a hearing or it's a land use element or something like that, that would make sense. But otherwise, I don't want to use it for, my personal opinion, is not available every week for people to make presentations.
And so we don't, but okay. We have every week. Land use is the ones that typically...
I was trying to think of, when do we... I thought we used to run a pretty tight ship on it.
We used to use it, and people would be able to flick it on and stuff, but we don't do that anymore. I think a lot of the... I'm all for buying a new one, but the negatives that I've seen with the one that we have right now, that's user error. They're people who don't know really what they're doing. And, planning staff, how is anybody over there ever... How do they not get trained in that? That seems like a real...
We've offered.
That's a real shortcoming on planning staff.
They use it. They have a planning meeting. It might be months in between meetings. And there's some staff that just technology and their skill level doesn't go together.
There's very few buttons on that thing, and they're
it's pretty illustrative
of how what one does what.
James is very good with that, and we taught him. And
It works really well. So, whatever we can do, I think if we do invest money in a new, for them to use predominantly, they need to be able to use it efficiently. No, I'm never going to relinquish. I know.
Note to self. Training on the new Elmo.
If you don't come back, sir, you're going to miss it. Training is key for people who are going to use it.
It's really key for everything. We don't do enough training.
No, I know. JJ and I talked about that yesterday, and Arthur and I are going to work on how we can pay for...
Even basic IT training, I've tried to push for an orientation that we just... have an IT orientation. This is how you use email. This is how you find your files. This is what to
say. We talked about that. Another one of those things. You should start a list of the little things that I bring up. People responding to messages that are out to all. There was a message just this last week, and somebody responded. And it's one little thing, but it adds up over the year. There's probably 60 of those that I don't need 60 additional emails in my inbox.
You don't look at them anyways. What is that?
I'm really trying. If you got as many as I did, as I do, you'd have trouble too.
I don't think email will exist in 10 years. Believe it. We're trying. We're trying something at IT right now. It's a freebie, it's an ongoing message link that you can put photos in and attach documents to. I just think email's been badly used for what it was invented for.
I want to say OMC is like the worst.
Oh, I imagine.
Before an OMC meeting, I get no less than 12 emails.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm like, how am I going through? It takes me more time to go through the emails than to read the documents that Rocky sends out. It's like, one email, Rocky, I don't care what it takes. Everything else, you can stand out at the meeting. It's just like, I don't know where I'm going. That's why I'm lost all the time. It's It's crazy. So, John, I appreciate, we had a back and forth about how to figure out how to keep that to a minimum. And at my association in D.C., they were really restrictive. Only a few people got to use the all function. I don't want to do that here. I just want it to where people do it in the BCC, so where you can't fail.
Yeah.
You know, there's no responding to all.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fail-safe way of doing it. And I think those little things that John could cover in a half an hour meeting, part of orientation with the HR, or you go to, everybody has their once a month staff meeting. I don't know.
Jackson County, all the managers have to take so many hours of training, and it can be something that's not even related to their field. They can go over and get training in public health.
Hmm.
They can go out and get trained. So Art Harvey's over there said, you know, he takes a two-hour class in IT, and over the first two years that he's there, that counts towards his credits. And at the end of 2 years, he's supposed to have 25 hours of training, something like that.
Mm-hmm. There's three people doing one job over there.
Yeah, there's resource issues, right?
Yeah.
Our storage media, and this is an issue all over the world. Our storage is growing at about a 25% clip a year. And this becomes an issue for backups. And if backups run too long, they slow down the network. So I'm going to send out some emails to the department heads. Hey, really take a look at what you're storing. People are storing more videos and audio, and audio doesn't take up much space, but photographs do take up a ton of space. And I know Leah's working on a record retention policy.
Yes.
And so getting rid of old stuff is as important as keeping the right stuff. And so that's something that we're going to try and focus on in the next year. We can't grow at a 25% clip. It just doesn't make sense in the long term.
How are people paying? How are we paying for that?
Memory is actually fairly cheap. And so we expanded our memory by about 50%, close to 75% last year. And we are speeding up our switches so that the data actually travels. It was traveling less than a gigabit, which is hugely fast. Now we'll be traveling at 4 gigabit. So backups will happen faster. There comes a point. If the sheriff ever went with body cams, you know, all that video, what do you do with it? Yeah, it's just exponential. What do we do with the new cameras at the jail? Where are they going to store that data? You know, how much data is going to be? So these are all
involved in those conversations.
We will be.
Because I think there's such a nexus with IT at every point. We're getting up there, aren't we? 18 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a goal. We had a goal.
Yeah.
Okay. it will be coming up over the next year.
I can pontificate all day long.
And the last project I have to note, and I've talked to Cheryl about it, but we have an audit from CGIS coming in March. It's been about a year over date. And it involves IT working with the CGIS departments to really secure our data, to really do things like dual authentication for some people, to do encryption at rest for some storage data, to encrypt some emails or further restrict them, passwords changed every 90 days, those kind of issues that CGIS is requiring that we haven't approached.
Yeah.
So that's what I have. Any questions?
Report, John.
Yeah.
Still working.
Staffing's good. Budget's good.
Excellent. Thanks for your work. YouTube thing. That'd be really positive.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks a lot.
We have not just a quarterly, but we have a financial report.
I'll make this quick.
No, you're going to be in the hot seat for a
little while. two things I wanted to bring up. I was up in conference for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Did you miss me? No. So, marijuana tax. Yeah, I was gone.
Oh, good.
Marijuana tax. So, according to the folks up at conference who track this stuff, the state will not be dispersing any marijuana tax to the counties and other entities until after July 1 of 17.
No, so, really?
Yep.
What a shock.
Well, you know, so that $83,000 that we're on track to get is
you know, still on track.
We're still on track, but that won't be dispersed till after July of 17. And then there's some debate as to what the basis would be. Initially, for the first year and a half, the basis is per capita, you know, by population. And after July 17, it's going to be based on dispensaries. So there's some debate as to whether the dispersal will be based on dispensaries since it's after July. Either way, we're at the low end of the scale, whether it's dispensary or population. The other thing on the marijuana tax is that the revenue is developing an intergovernmental agreement, an IGA, on collecting the tax on behalf of the municipalities, so our 3%. Rather, what it would alleviate the need for the county to beef up our processes and controls and procedures for all this loose cash that comes in for payment of the tax. Since the folks would have to pay it anyway to the state would collect the municipality at the same time they collect theirs. So it would alleviate some cost on our end. Of course, it does not address the issue for the grower or the processor or the distributor, the dispensary, for their revenues and their, you know, fund balance.
But that's also part of the big unknown, because yep. They're saying they have to take out, they have to regain all of the money that they have invested to date on anything to do with marijuana stuff before we will start getting in.
Right, that's the holdup. Why they're saying July, because they're needing to figure out what their costs are, because they take their costs off first.
Yeah.
So anyway, those were the two things on the marijuana tax and the marijuana issue. And that was all I was going to bring up for you folks for today.
That's
the only thing I was going to talk about. If you have questions.
Mr. Hare has some pressing questions for you.
I'm good.
Okay.
Well, that's a rip.
That was it.
But when they say July, is that when they're saying that all that back money is to be repaid?
They've started collecting January 1 of 16 of this year. So it will be 18 months, or maybe it might be just the first year. I'm not sure what they're going to disperse or how soon it will be. There's debate. You know, there's a discussion. If it's based on dispensaries, you know, those go up and down each quarter. Stores open, stores close. You know, population might be a little more stable as far as a distribution based on population, but, you know, it's in the hands of the state at this point.
Yeah, and it's the old adage that you get this pot of gold at your beck and call.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole lot of extenuating, oh, we forgot about that charge.
There's just a whole lot of expense that they're going to take before they disperse, I think so.
So we will not receive the 83 until 17-18 fiscal year at the earliest.
Right. I suppose we can build it into the budget. It's not that significant one way or another. So
I think the first time revenue that we're not sure about it, I don't reckon we'll build it in at all. The legislature's projecting like a $1.4 billion shortfall. $2.2 billion shortfall. $1.4 is the increase in revenues that they're getting, so it's just there's not going to be anything left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've got the gold; they'll make the rules.
That's right.
And there won't be anything left.
Yeah. So. We're in agreement on that. That's the second time.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Pressing on to number four. Other business, sir.
This may just be fine, but it was brought to my attention yesterday that there's going to be a Rural Planning Commission hearing on Monday, October 31st, which is Halloween. It's addressing marijuana, I guess. I mean, I heard it through a constituent bringing some concerns to our office about how can you have this on Halloween night. A lot of people are going to be busy doing other things, potentially with their kids or families and whatever else. And it's kind of a contentious issue, I think, in the first part. I don't know exactly what the specifics of what the hearing are at all, but I think from the element of transparency, I just don't see how we pick that I don't endorse that as a day to have a hearing on this particular issue.
Because of the conflict with Halloween.
Yes.
So do you want me to call up planning and make a suggestion strongly that...
As I understood from our staff, we suggested 3 times. Are you sure that's the day you want to do it? And I'm not sure Commissioner Walker was in the loop on either the subject matter or the date. I don't have confirmation on that, but she didn't. I don't think she knew or understood.
Yeah, I'm saying. So you don't have any problem with me?
I think it'd be great if you could just suggest that if there is any way possible for this to be moved to a more appropriate date without conflict. You're never going to find a date that's perfect.
Right.
But I just don't think it's the best one. The other one is that I think that, you know, the November election's coming up pretty soon, and Commissioner Walker is the liaison to economic development and planning formally. We have a new department over there. One third of it, or one program out of three, is my liaison, and I really haven't had that much interaction. I think... I know that when we had the discussion about consolidating these three departments into one with a new manager, that it was really key that the full board be kind of in the loop on what's going on, what the challenges were, what if there was a need for some recommended direction, that it not just be provided by one commissioner, that the full board, because I may inherit that as a liaisonship in 2017, and I don't want to be starting from a point of, so what's going on? Well, why did you do that? That's not exactly what I would suggest we do. Does the full board know that? Did we all kind of say, yes, that's the course, go forth and do good work? I'm just interested in, I don't need to micromanage, I'll try really hard not to, but I'd really like to just know on a regular basis. I feel much more confident if decisions like this hearing, that's not the best decision in my mind, and maybe I don't understand all of the restrictions, but I don't have a calendar that says you need to have this rural planning commission done by this day,
yeah,
so you can do it by this day. I don't have that with this issue, so that I just want to step back and say, okay, before we get too far, my recommendation is that Ms. Meltzer liaison with the entire board and not one specific commissioner for the duration of the year. New board comes on and wants to do something different, that's fine next year. But for now, just like to know what's going on, be helpful whatever possible. Not to be cumbersome that every decision done through the full board, but...
I'm putting myself in Julie's shoes.
Yeah.
Somehow, if we tune that to say that the full board is should be aware of everything, the contact person would be the board chair.
Yeah, I think you can remember Commissioner Walker, but...
Well, not necessarily Commissioner Walker. I mean, you would be the contact person, but it should be one person that they have to worry about trying to get everything to.
So maybe another way to, as our liaisons, we have a little bit of discretion. We can sign and stuff for different things. I would just say that bar of how much decision-making authority has been given to that liaison for that new department is a lot higher. You know, the day-to-day stuff or whatever, little stuff, sure. But larger stuff that may typically have gone through the liaison and the director, it would come to the board. There'd be just that threshold is just different.
Yeah.
In the past, when I was liaison to the planning department, I wanted to know about every planning meeting that was taking place, and it was on my calendar to attend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's going on. At this situation, this is a board recommended action, and I don't know the specifics of what it is they're looking to address as a code modification. And for me, it's like, why are you discussing something that may or may not be endorsed as a charter of this board say yay or nay? That's not the way we've done it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That with the industrial element, I mean, the specifics of it were ironed out here. We want to do that. We want to open up to industrial land the ability to grow agricultural commodities and process them on industrial land. I think I know the charter of what she's working on, some sort of a residential component, but I don't think we ever really solidified. It's not solid in my mind. Are you addressing fences? Are you addressing an all-out restriction? Is it setbacks? Yeah. I mean, we talked about a whole breadth of things, but I don't even have... I understand that there's a draft that's gone to the local realtor.
I would like to have seen the draft. I would like to have
seen... I haven't seen the draft.
Yeah, I would like to have seen
it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So... Those examples of things that are, and you get one shot to trying to refine these things in this political climate that we're in.
Sure.
And I don't feel like it's being charted. There's no course being charted here that I'm familiar with. I'd like to be part of that. I think that's my job.
Yeah.
So I think I've expressed my concern.
I can speak to the chair and...
But you can't speak to the chair.
Well, I can't speak to that. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Can't speak to the chair.
I can't speak to the chair.
Can we make sure that the chair receives the minutes, highlighted minutes, and that she is aware as soon as possible of the concern?
I think you're the acting chair.
Yeah.
You can reach out to Julie.
I will reach out to her about the meeting.
I think that's the first place to start.
Yeah.
And then Commissioner Walker can hear the tape or
Right.
the minutes. But the first thing is to address it with the director.
Right. I'll take care of that one as soon as we get done. Okay. Anything else on that?
No, I think those are the highlights.
Okay. We have a resolution to appoint to the mental health board.
Yeah.
Alisa? Yeah, Prince. She's sure. Yeah. Have you met her? I mean, she came over to California about 3 years ago. She'd been here in the transition. She still's on a mental health board, I think, in California.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a real good history. I mean, she's got a good history of having been in the system and getting out of the system and now doing other work and going to school and qualified as a counselor and all these things. So she's a sharp kid.
Excuse me,
30-year-old is not a kid. 30-year-old is a kid.
Does Carla McCafferty make presentations to the LIPSC committee? Where is her nexus in conjunction with the county? Because
she is on LIPSC.
She is on LIPSC. We've got a little. I just am out of the loop. You know, I hear about the fact that they're putting 3 mental health workers out in the Illinois Valley. Mental health is such a huge component of like public safety in general and general welfare and health and stuff. And I just never. It seems weird that I don't really know what's going on. I used to know when I was the board liaison to Jefferson Behavioral Health. I knew. You know, maybe more than I wanted to know. But now I feel like I know nothing about
I apologize to you for not getting it to you. I mean, that was just... Options is opening up a new office in Illinois Valley.
Okay.
And they're trying to expand that, obviously, because the need is there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And and that's what that is about. They're opening up a new office, and they are operational right now, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought a building and everything.
So
that's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
I think where we come under having something I want to work on in the next year is liaison updates being more robust. You only have the liaison system, I feel, as a board, if we have appropriate communication about things. Because none of us have time to go to everything.
Yeah.
And I don't need a full report of everything that goes on. I just need that one point that says, oh, yeah, I knew that when I asked myself on the street. Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. So anyway.
Yeah.
Something to work on.
Okay. We can...
34 is not 22, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Hearing nothing. The time is... What's the time's up there? 9:34, and this meeting is adjourned.